Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It is 5:30. It is Thursday, April 18th. Thank you guys for being here. We're so happy to have you here for this half hour just for you guys up early with us. We appreciate you. Good morning.
Good morning. Talk to me about last night. Big win for our Las Vegas Thrill last night.
Oh, man. What a game that was. We had so much fun. They swept it in three. Woo! They were on fire last night, and it was VGK crossover night. So they were wearing these really cool, like, VGK-inspired jerseys, and everyone was like, we got to wear these jerseys again. They absolutely killed them in these jerseys. And it was, so much fun. Just really enjoy going to these games. And I absolutely adore this team. The ladies on this team are incredible and probably some of the nicest people I've ever met. So, we had a great time last night at the Vegas Thrill game. Saw so many of our listeners. Thank you guys for coming up and saying hi and taking pictures. And, it was a really good time.
I think the uniforms, and I think you would agree, too, the regular uniforms look fantastic. It's a great color scheme for the players. But when I started seeing the posts last night and the players in those VGK Vegas Golden Knights themes outfits last night, jerseys and everything, it did look really cool last night.
Yeah, when they came out, like I got to see a preview of them wearing them while they were practicing before before doors opened, and I was like, oh man, people are gonna love these. And there was just something about them running out of the tunnel when we introed them wearing those, and they were playing the John Wick music too.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah,
oh,
it was really fun. And the drum bots were there. The Vivas were there. Carnell Johnson sang the national anthem. It was like
Golden Pipe showed
up.
Yeah,
it was like was like a Golden Knights game, but with women's volleyball, and it was really cool. And a bunch of the Las Vegas Aces were there at the game last night, supporting, watching. So it was
a lot
of fun. It was just a huge night. So we had a great time.
And it's now officially the Lee's Family Forum
Lee's Family Forum
making the change. We're no longer the Dollar Loan Center.
Yes,
there. That's great stuff.
So it was a lot of fun. How was your night?
It was a funny thing happened this morning. I came home last night and a buddy of mine was at our house picking up something, and he was parked in the driveway talking to Laura. So I pulled up and I just parked in the street to get out to talk to my buddy, and then went inside and just figured I'll pull my car in at some point throughout the night. And I just forgot, whatever reason I forgot. And this morning I go out in the garage. I'm like, where's my car?
Oh my gosh.
What happened? My car's not here. And it took me like 5 seconds to process. Oh, wait, that's right. You parked in the street last night. You were going to move it in, but you did not. So it was a moment of panic when I walked in the garage and my car was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, that'll do that to you for sure. Especially, I mean, with all the thefts and stuff that have been going on lately, I would be like, no, not me.
My neighbor's car was stolen back in December. And then one of the stylists at Larry's Salon, I was in there yesterday, she was telling me she was out of town over the weekend, and when she got back, her car was stolen. Someone stole her car over the weekend.
Gosh.
So the stolen car was kind of on my mind when I walked into the garage, not seeing my car.
Yeah, that would send me into a major panic attack. Or if you go somewhere with a big parking lot, you walk out and you're like, where did I park? Did my car get stolen? I thought that happened to me once. We were at a hotel casino, and I was by myself. I was meeting a friend there who was in town, and I walk out and I was like convinced I parked it in this one area, convinced. And I, I'm like, someone stole my car. Oh my gosh. And just then a security guy in a white truck was driving by and I flagged him down. I'm like, I think my car was stolen. He's like, oh my gosh, get in. So we start driving back to, you know, the hotel, and then I see it. I was like, oh wait, no, there it is. Sorry. He's like, oh, okay. I'm glad we found it.
If you go back in the day too, when we didn't have the alarms to click either too, back in the day, you couldn't press a button here, a beep beep of your car in the parking lot. You're out there just wandering looking for your vehicle.
Yeah. It's really stressful. So, well, we are ready to go today. It's going to be a busy show. We have more Legoland Resort passes for you coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Of course, more tickets to see Boys to Men, Mariah Carey on the way. And don't forget, we've got another 4-pack of party passes for you. We are talking about our Taylor Swift listening party that is happening tomorrow night. Her brand new album actually technically comes out in hours. It's coming out in just a few hours, you guys. The Tortured Poets Department, I think it's 9 o'clock our time. So
tonight?
Yes, because tomorrow's Friday.
That's right. Today's Thursday.
So we're technically going to get
here.
But we're going to have a huge listening party. We're talking, oh man, prizes, fun, friendship bracelets, and we can't wait to invite you. So be listening in the 9 o'clock hour for your tickets to that. But right now, let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Temptation by Karina? Want to hear I Knew I Loved You by Savage Garden? I knew I loved you before I met you. I think I dreamed you into life. I knew I loved you before. Or do you want to hear Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, what do you think is the biggest eyesore in Las Vegas? The thing that you would get rid of, maybe instead of the Tropicana. What is it? We're going to talk about that next. But first, the votes are in, and Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm is a pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick up.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Are there eyesores in this town that you are like, get it out of here? It is just so ugly. Why are we looking at that here in beautiful Southern Nevada? I saw an article a couple months ago in the RJ and they were talking about it. There were some things that I didn't even notice that they listed as eyesores. What would it be for you? If you could get rid of any eyesore in Vegas, what would it be? 702-364-9400. The one that I was like, oh my gosh, I've probably seen that a million times and not even paid attention to it, are the concrete towers on the strip across the street from the Luxor. It was remember they were going to make that observation wheel down there?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those were from that. Mm-hmm. And they're just still standing there.
I thought they took them down.
Apparently
they're
not.
They're still up,
they're 247 feet tall, these concrete towers, just standing there in an empty lot across from the Luxor and Mandalay Bay. And they're just there, like, take them down. It's an eyesore. Although I have to admit, I didn't realize they were still there.
We're just so used to seeing them. We just got used to them. But imagine the tourists that are coming to town, driving by going, what are those two concrete towers
for? They just look kind of out of place and odd. What would it be for you, the eyesore in Las Vegas?
It's going to be coming down now. But for me, and this has been going on for years, go to the Mirage for the show Love, which is wrapping up. I know it's changing into the Hard Rock Hotel, but on top of the Mirage, they had the Love and the Beatles, the picture along the side of the property. I felt like they never refreshed that thing. It's a really cool thing of the Beatles, all the members that said Love, and it was slowly fading through the years, and it felt like they never updated that. Obviously, the show's going away, so it's not going to be an eyesore anymore, but you go back 6 months ago, a year ago, that thing was faded out. Give some respect to the Beatles and redo that picture.
Yeah, but now we don't need it since Love is going away. Yeah. So just take it down. That's a good one. We're getting some texts here. This one actually was on the RJ list, too. The Spring Valley Pits. You know, in Spring Valley, you pass by those giant gravel pits. I mean, they have been there for ever. We're talking like Spring Mountain and Buffalo, between Buffalo and Tenaya. And just there's homes around there, but the pits have been there before the homes were there. They're just still there.
Pits came first, homes came second.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there something else that you would pick? I think that, you know, with the Tropicana going down, I wouldn't say that it was necessarily an eyesore, but it's nice to see like a refresh of that area. I love the Tropicana. That was like the first hotel that I ever experienced Vegas in. My parents brought us here. I remember going there. Do you remember they had the swim up blackjack tables? I was too young to use those, but I saw those. I'm like,
that was huge.
You can gamble in the water. What the heck?
It was so bizarre because people were playing blackjack all day long and never get out to use the bathroom.
Oh,
like, what are you doing in
that
there?
That was just so gross.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2042.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, April 18th, 6:01. Thanks so much for being here. Almost to the weekend. We're so happy that we are a part of your morning. What did your friend's mom collect? Steph, was it your mom or your friend's mom?
My friend's mom saved her baby teeth.
I know that sounds weird and out of context. We were having a conversation off the air. And so I guess we should explain. When you have a child, sometimes you save things from when they grow up, and as you know, I hate to say memorabilia because I feel like that's for like sports and celebrities, but it is your childhood memorabilia. So she keeps all their baby teeth?
It was a couple of baby teeth. I didn't see them, but she told me. I'm like, that's disgusting. But I think about my mom. She saved some odd, weird things too. Like my first haircut. She put it in a photo album and it's like perfectly intact. I'm like, wow, you could sell this thing if you wanted to.
Oh, like a lock of hair?
Yeah, like a lock of hair. Okay. Not like a full on wig.
I was like a whole haircut. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of hair.
I have a vivid memory of my mom. She saved my first blanket ever. And I remember my friend slept over when we were younger and I gave her my baby blanket. I'm like, hey, just use this. It was easily available. The next morning, my mom said, what are you doing with her baby blanket? Like, I gave it to her. No, you can't use it. It's only for keepsake. So I was like, dang, I learned a lesson. Do not use my baby blanket for other people.
She got fired up. Did your mom save anything, Mercedes, or do you save anything of the girls you still have?
My mom saved a lock of hair also. I know that because in my baby book, it's still in there, and it's got a little bow on it, and it's really cute. And I'm like, wow, my hair was so light when I was little. Like, it was on the verge of blonde. I had the lightest hair, and I will always hold it up to my hair now. I'm like, how did my hair get so dark? Like, what is going on? So she has a lock of hair. And then, I think that's it. From my girls, I have, like, their pacifiers. I know it's gross. I have, like, their shriveled up umbilical cord.
Where is this stuff? Where would I find that?
Those are in Ziploc bags in their baby book. They're just, like, I just kind of put them in there.
They're all hard now.
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to tell you what it looks like. It's
beef jerky?
Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like. A tiny piece of beef jerky. It's so gross. I don't know why I keep it, but I can't let myself throw it out. Like, if I threw it out, it's like, all these years later, why am I throwing it out now? No, we're going to save that.
You got to save it now.
Yeah. It's just there in a baby. baby book. So it's really weird.
Don't let it get confused. Like someone's that's not baby jerky.
Yeah, like everyone's someone's looking through there. Oh, a snack.
Hey, coming up here in about 15 minutes, you're going to go see Boys to Men, this exclusive Las Vegas engagement with Robin Thicke. It's happening in August. We've got your tickets coming up when you win. Heads up in about 15 minutes. And also up next, we do have What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Jason Kelce reveals that he has lost his Super Bowl ring. But wait until you hear where he lost it. That is all coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topic.
Mercedes in the mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Jason Kelce is trending this morning. The retired center from the Philadelphia Eagles. He lost one of his prized possessions. It is his Super Bowl ring, and he lost it in a vat of chili.
That is so Jason Kelce. What
Why is it like, oh, yeah, okay, that checks out.
Cool. What's next?
So it happened at this sold-out live show for fans of their New Heights podcast. It was on April 11th. That was at the University of Cincinnati. And they were playing this game where participants had to dig through the chili pool to find replicas of his 2018 Super Bowl ring. Well, they had them in these socks that were filled with the fake rings in there. And in addition to that, they had his actual ring in there. They never found his actual ring. He said all the stuff has been thrown away. So I think we can safely assume that my Super Bowl ring is now in a landfill someplace in the Cincinnati tri-state area. He said an insurance claim has been put in, but he thinks the insurance company may have some things to say about it, whether they're going to cover it and replace it.
He put it in one of the socks?
Yes, along with all the replicas, too.
No,
and the whole thing was you were supposed to go through and find them. Well, they never found his.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you watched the Amazon Prime documentary on Jason Kelce.
And yeah.
There was a scene in there where he couldn't find his ring either. He had needed it for a photo shoot or something, and he's walking around the house, and his wife is like, when's the last time he had it? He's like, when I was golfing, and so he's going through his golf bag. And so he has misplaced it in small spots before, but to lose it in a vat of chili, come on.
Of all places, what's like the most valued possession that you've ever lost?
Oof.
Something like that big.
I mean, it was lost for a while. It was my mom's crucifix, my grandmom's crucifix that she passed away. She wore it every day, and my mom gave it to me Christmas a couple years ago. And when I got home, I couldn't find it, Mercedes. I was looking weeks for this thing, could not find it. By the grace of God, I found it in the bag at the bottom of my laptop bag. I must have thrown it in there when I was leaving the house, but it was about 3 weeks the thing was missing. And I was debating when my mom would ask me about it, not telling her. It just because I couldn't come to terms and tell my mom I lost the crucifix. I was just going to live this lie for the rest of my life. But thank God I found it weeks later in my bag.
That checks out, though. Like, if you're going to work, you're like, I'm going to need this.
It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Heather, good morning. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Good morning. I am ready.
All nice. Right. Boys to Men tickets for you. When you win, just pick a category. Do you want to go with fold your laundry or art class?
Fold your laundry.
Fold your laundry. It is. Okay. National Laundry Day was on Monday. So these are all things that are associated with laundry. Okay.
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'm going to pick JC.
All right.
All right, Heather, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go see Boys to Men, and we start now. Not the dryer, but this thing.
The washer.
Yes. You put this in the washing machine to get all your clothes clean. Tide is a brand of this.
Detergent.
Yes. You would take an iron to get rid of these things that are on your shirt.
Wrinkles.
Yes. You put this, it's like a little piece of cloth after the washing machine. You throw it in this other machine. It takes out the static.
A dryer sheet?
Yes. If you have wrinkles, instead of using iron, you might use this machine that uses hot water.
Steamer.
Yes. If you don't have a washer and dryer at your house, you would go to this place to do your laundry.
Laundry mat.
Yes!
Yes!
That's right.
That's six?
Six, yeah.
Okay,
that's
all
six.
Right.
Yes, you
nice.
You're going to see Boys to Men. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Nice job, Heather. You're really good at that. Now, coming up next hour, when you conquer the Mega Minute, we've got your tickets, your passes to Legoland, California. These are a four-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California. That happens at 7:30.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, streaming live on the Odyssey app. There's some things that are just meant to go together. It's like your dream team, if you will. Peanut butter and jelly, peas and carrots, those kind of things that are meant to be together. And yesterday I saw like the best news ever. I was so excited, and I have like no relation to these people whatsoever, but it made me happy because I believe that they are a dream team. Did you see that not only are Nelly, you know, Nelly like hot in here, Nelly?
Oh, this Nelly?
Yeah, like ride with me, yeah. Nelly. Nelly and Ashanti. They're not only engaged, but they are having a baby. I was so happy when I saw this news. I was like, that is the dream team. They've had their ups and their downs. They've been together. They've broken up. But they are now getting married and they are having a baby. And to me, this is like a dream team. What is your personal dream team? It could be people. It could be things. I am so excited about this Nelly and Ashanti news. I don't know why. I was like so happy all day yesterday.
There's one that I wish would have happened. I still think it could happen. In my mind, it should have been. It's these two. In the shadow. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, they had chemistry. They had magic on screen. Magic when they performed together. And I was there. I swore they were a couple. And I still think, I don't know if they're in relationships with other people right now, but I would like to see them circle back together. Maybe for, just for another song.
Isn't he in a relationship, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you
just bought a house by the girl.
Are you wishing for the demise of one relationship in order to create your dream team?
Maybe. Maybe we'll get back together in the studio. Yeah, he just bought a house around. Is he dating one of the Hadid girls or something like that?
Yeah, I think Gigi. Yeah.
Darn it.
What else? What's your dream team? 702-364-9400. Nicole, your personal dream team.
I would have to say it's Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce taking over the world.
Oh, man. There's just something so that brings such a smile to my face seeing them together. They are so happy together.
It's happiness, is what you see, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That I think, Nicole, a lot of people would agree with you on that. I have some major, like, Taylor Swift news in regards to her record, leaks. This record may not be about who we think it's about. Some major news coming up in the Hot 3.
In about 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, can we fast forward to 8:50 right or 6:50 right now? Oh, my gosh.
No.
Hey, let me pitch one crossover to you because this, you know, this is more of your wheelhouse. I know Star Wars, okay?
Yeah.
I love Star Wars.
You don't. You've never even seen it, right?
Star Wars?
I thought you.
I've seen all the Star Wars movies.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Even like the spin-offs and stuff,
well, like the Mandalorian and stuff like that.
You but
the OG
okay,
Star Wars.
Okay.
I had the figures and everything growing up. What if you did a Star Wars Marvel crossover? Could that happen?
No, I don't like it. It's too much in one. You know, you get just enough on one side, just enough on the other, and then it can create something good. It's too much.
It's too much.
But there was a crossover I recently saw that I thought was perfection. It's that croissant chocolate chip cookie crossover. Did you see that?
No.
People are putting cookie dough, cutting open a croissant, putting cookie dough in there, and baking it.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, my gosh. I can't get behind Star Wars and Marvel collaborating, but I can get behind a croissant and a chocolate chip cookie.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, we have a lot to talk about when it comes to Taylor Swift. Tomorrow is actually technically our time tonight. Tortured Poets Department comes out. So excited about this album. And everyone's saying, oh boy, this one is this one's about Joe Alwyn. Or is it? So apparently this leak came out yesterday and people are losing their minds because they say that this album does not appear to be about Joe Alwyn, but about Taylor's relationship with Maddie Healy from the 1975.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about that one. Yeah.
So a lot of people started looking at some of these leaked lyrics that came out. Some of the lyrics are, "You smoked, then ate 7 bars of chocolate. We declared Charlie Puth should be a bigger artist. I scratch your head, you fall asleep like a tattooed golden retriever." Okay, a lot of people are just ripping the fact that these leaks came out and saying maybe these aren't even really hers.
Mm-hmm.
But if so, it's definitely... These lyrics don't line up to be about Joe Alwyn. They line up more, definitely to be about Maddie Healy.
Did you look at some of the song? Did some of the song titles apply more to him? Like,
well,
Fresh Out of the Slammer?
So there was London. Is there like London Boy or something?
Yeah, So
like,
Long London.
So Long London.
Yes.
That they were saying that's got to be about Joe. I don't know. If these lyrics are real, then it does line up. So that's one thing. Then the other thing, as far as Taylor's release goes, is she actually dropping 2 albums, Tortured Poets Department and Reputation, Taylor's Version. That's what people are saying. That's the latest theory. I guess some TikToker did the math, and there were these QR codes that went up in a bunch of cities. They scan the QR codes and it gives you this error 321 message. Well, the error 321, if you're a Swiftie, you know that's famous because when everyone thought she was dropping Reputation before the Grammys, her website went down and it had error 321
on
it.
Gosh.
People are so smart.
Really?
I don't know how you guys figure this out, but it's amazing.
And the people that put this together, too.
Yeah. So they're saying that she's going to give Tortured Poets Department its moment, release that first, and then a few hours later, drop Taylor's Version of Reputation.
So do you think tomorrow night when we're at our album release party, 6 o'clock, Jackpot Bar and Grill, we're going to have 2 new albums from Taylor Swift?
I personally do not think. I don't think she wants to take away from Tortured Poets Department's moment. That's just my theory. I don't think she would do that. I think she's going to do a whole thing for Reputation, but she might announce Reputation, but I personally don't think she's going to drop it, but that's just me. I've been so wrong on so many Taylor theories before, so I wouldn't take my word for anything.
And this party tomorrow night, it's an event. The only way you can get in, you can't buy your tickets. You can't show up and walk in. You have to win them. And we've got those coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, around 9:40. But this, I'm looking forward to this album today when it comes out at 9 o'clock. And then there's also a video that's coming out tomorrow night too.
Yeah. It's going to be, I don't know. It's just going to be massive. So we'll, A lot of people are saying, are texting now. Let's see here. Yes, I believe that she is going to come out with two albums. She keeps dropping these clues. It's going to happen. Hey, if you know something I don't, I would love to see it. But I really feel like Tortured Poets Department is going to have a moment.
Focus on the new stuff. Focus on the new stuff instead of with that re-release kind of take away from her new album. Probably not. But let us focus on the new music first, and then maybe come out with the Taylor's version next Friday, or two Fridays from now.
Yeah, I'm curious. So yeah, that is something that is trending this morning. You definitely want to keep your eyes and ears open for that. We'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow morning, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And then next hour, 7:30, there's tickets for you to Legoland, California. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, streaming live on the Odyssey app. If you're in a relationship, do you think you need to be careful about what you like and comment on when it comes to social media as not to disrupt the relationship? Hey, Anna, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good.
Talk to us. What is your situation?
So me and my husband were on the couch, and I saw him liking other females' pictures. I didn't tell him anything. I didn't know how to talk to him about it, but it did make me feel insecure, like I wasn't enough.
Can I ask you what the pictures were of, like other women's pictures? Like, were they with their friends, like a girl's night out, or was it like a bikini picture? Could you tell?
Well, it was like beautiful women. They were all dressed up, like in dresses, stuff like that. So I'm thinking they're more of models. But when he was going through his phone, I just saw him like them, and I was thrown off. I didn't know how to react.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Do you think it's disrespectful? Do you think it's no big deal? It's social media. It's a like, you know, what's going on? Or are you like Anna, where you're like, wait a second, what? Why are you liking her pictures? Let us know what you think. Hold on, Anna. Let's see if we can get some calls here going for you. What are your thoughts on being in a relationship and liking other people's photos? Like that, where it's like beautiful people, models, stuff like that.
Pictures and everything. There was an interesting read kind of tackling this whole thing, and they talked about saying social media actions, they're not trivial. They reflect deeper attitudes and beliefs. Disrespectful behavior online, like in social media, could escalate into real life cheating. They say that women deserve better than this than guys doing this. They call it uncomfortable and weird. You might say, oh, it's fine with my husband looking and liking these butt photos. But then when your Aunt Carol or your neighbor, someone can see your husband's actions doing this. And if you're cool with your husband doing that on the couch, liking and commenting on these women, would you be cool with your husband doing that in real life? You're walking down the street and there's some attractive lady. Is it the same thing going, wow, looking good? Would you be comfortable with that?
That's a good question. Crystal, good morning. What do you think?
I think it's disrespectful in my point of view. I think it gives them a chance to like take the next step and kind of push the envelope further to see what they can get away with.
Do you think that in just following accounts like that is disrespectful? Or do you think, okay, the follow, that's fine. It's the you know, liking, the comments, the fire flames, you're on fire, stuff like that.
I think on certain accounts, like if they're like constantly in bikinis and stuff, then I feel like that follow should not happen. But if it's like kind of like a fashion and it's not too revealing, I don't think it's that much of an issue. But if they're like liking and commenting, they're wanting attention and they're wanting to look for something. They're looking for trouble.
I don't think I disagree with you, Crystal. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Bailey. Bailey, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I would say that as long as he's not like liking his coworkers' stuff or somebody he knows a lot, there's attractive people on the internet. You can look at the menu as long as you eat at home. Sometimes it's just fun to look through the internet.
But if it's a coworker's page, then that crosses the line?
Like, if they're liking the occasional post, no. But if they're like going through and like something, a coworker, yes.
Uh-oh. Then I'm in trouble. Because I'm the opposite. I don't follow any sassy girls outside of my niece because she's family and she posts sassy photos, but I don't like them. But coworkers and stuff, yeah, I will. I always like female coworkers, and if it's a comment on them, and if it's a nice bikini picture or something, I still make some kind of comment. I do, but
you do?
Yeah. Like, hey, look at you go or something like that. Yeah, I do.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
I do. Like, well, maybe not bikinis, but like if it's a nice photo, like a fiery photo or something, you know, you get that sassy shot. I'll make a comment like, you go, girl, or fire or something. I do. Is that wrong?
Steph, has he ever made a comment like that on any of your pictures?
No.
Yeah,
you don't make
those comments on our pictures.
You're not putting like this. Like, I comment on all your photos.
I've never received a
I comment every single one of your photos.
JC does comment on every single
photo. You don't comment on my photos ever. You like them, but you don't comment, which is fine. Like, I appreciate even the acknowledgement, but I've never had a, you go, girl.
Because you're like with your family and stuff. Like, I think I've been like beautiful family. I'll do stuff like
you
that.
You go, girl. I would like that better.
I'm going to start doing you go, girl, and fires for you all the time.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning. Are you ready for it? On Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, we have been talking to Anna. Hey, Anna.
Hey.
You called us with a question. Something happened with your husband that really bothered you. For those people that are just tuning in, tell us again what happened.
I saw him liking pictures of other female while we were sitting down on the couch, and I didn't feel right about it.
Yeah, it made you uncomfortable, and our listeners have a lot to say about it. 702-364-9400 is our number. A lot of people have been saying that's kind of disrespectful, and then things kind of took a turn where one caller commented that it's fine if it's just strangers on the internet, but if it's coworkers, that's a problem. And JC, you revealed you do that with coworkers.
Yeah, I'm the opposite of Anna's situation. Outside of the only ladies that I really follow on Instagram, I have a connection to them. And a lot of them are coworkers. And I pretty much like and comment on every single photo that a coworker posts. And even if it's like a sassy one, I'll still make some kind of comment. Like, they're going out for the night and they got a nice, you know, fiery dress on or something. I'll make some kind of comment like, you go, girl, or get it, or 2024 is the year. I'll do some kind of comment.
Oh, my goodness.
Or a high five. Just so it's like, oh, you like and comment on my regular ones, but when you post a sassy one, I stay away. I still make a comment on those pictures.
But just for the record, we determined, Steph and I, you're not making those comments to us. They're like other coworkers that you're like, fire, stuff like that.
Yeah, because you're not posting those like sassy over the top photos.
Well, let's talk to Joni. Joni has a comment. Let's see what she had to say.
Hey, I think absolutely not. I would be livid if my boyfriend was liking inappropriate pictures on social media.
Okay, so what do you think about the coworker photos and making comments like, no?
No.
If he's friends with these coworkers, my coworkers, that we're friends, we talk outside of work, you would have a problem with that?
I don't know. I just know how some of my boyfriend's coworkers are, so it would be a hard no for me.
I wonder if, like, their significant others are uncomfortable with you making comments on their ladies' photos.
Well, I do the same thing on their photos, on the guys. I'll comment, looking good, bro, fire. Oh. No, I don't. Well,
your wife is hot.
Your wife looks so good. I'm not like, you know, the tongue out. It's just, you know, hey, why stop if they post a sassy photo? I'll do a like and a comment.
Oh.
I hear the disgust. Oh. Thank you guys for calling. I don't know. If they haven't said anything and everything's cool, then I say, you know, what's the big deal? But
and it's probably not every photo.
I would be uncomfortable if my husband did that with his coworkers. I would. But I think maybe it just depends on the situation, on the scenario. If you made a comment like that on one of my photos, my husband wouldn't care because he knows our relationship.
Yes.
So, yeah, it just depends on the people.
Like I said in the comment there, these are all coworkers that I'm friendly with at work and also outside of work.
It's obviously like very friendly. Very friendly.
I support my friends. And going through, yeah, it's not every photo, but it's majority of photos I try to comment on. All right, it is now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
And we are giving you a 4-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California. It's all to celebrate the grand opening of Dino Valley. So if you're ready to head in the car or jump on the plane and go to Legoland, now is your chance. You just have to conquer the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds. It's 10 questions. If you get all 10 of them right, you will be on your way. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Stephanie is caller 20. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. We're excited for you. Are you ready to try and conquer the Mega Minute?
Oh, I am very ready.
Oh, we've got these Legoland Resort Hopper passes for you if you are able to do it.
All right, Stephanie, you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you pass on one or get one incorrect, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
What color are the stars on the American flag?
White.
Yes. What is another name for the 4th of July holiday?
Independence Day.
Yes. What do you call a baby goat?
Pass.
What big cat has...
It's a kid.
Yes, that's correct. What big cat has stripes?
Tiger.
Yes. What TV show stars Ellen Pompeo as Meredith Grey?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes. What do the letters FBI stand for?
Federal Bureau of Investigation?
Yes. If you wanted to be like Megan Rapinoe, what sport would you play?
Soccer.
Yes. You're going to need a bigger boat is a line from what movie?
Jaws.
Yes. What game is of a yellow character trying to eat all the dots while avoiding ghosts?
Pac-Man?
Yes. What Disney movie is Prince Charming from?
Sleeping Beauty?
No. What?
Sandra, oh, sorry, Snow White.
What did you say before Snow White?
Wait, okay.
I said Sleeping Beauty and then Snow White.
Yeah, but it's Cinderella.
Oh my God!
You started to say Cinderella,
I know she
and
did.
She changed it to Snow White. I hate this game.
I heard her start to go sin, and then it stopped.
Stephanie, I'm so sorry. Hang on the line, Stephanie. How did that happen? I was so ready to start screaming. I was so ready. She goes, Cinder. Oh no, Snow White. Oh.
I heard sin, and then she went to the next one.
She got to Durr. She said Cinder.
Cinder.
And she goes, no, Snow White. Oh, I want
to. I'm more than happy to go back and check the replay, but I'm going to need 20 minutes for it to load up.
No, she didn't do it. Yeah.
Oh, so close.
Oh, Stephanie, you killed that. You killed that. I mean, you really
I thought she was going to break a record, too.
I was so excited. Oh. Okay, well, that means it's someone's lucky day. Caller 20, you just got yourself a 4-pack of Resort Hopper passes to Legoland, California to celebrate the opening of Dino Valley. You get them right now at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Things are finally getting back to normal after a widespread 911 outage was reported.
I saw that.
Yeah, not just here. It was in 4 other states yesterday. Well, 4 states total. Nebraska, Nevada, South Dakota, and Texas. Everyone was unable to call the number. Police say the service was finally restored late last night here in Las Vegas, early this morning in other parts of the country. They say that the outage was affecting the just an entire state, and that finally service has been restored. But please do not call 911 to test it. It's back. It's good. Only use it in case of an emergency.
And I saw they had cell phones running as backups to try to get things up and running yesterday when it was happening. Have you called 311 recently? Because 311, you don't get answers. And so then I feel obligated to call 911, but I feel bad calling 911. The first thing I say is, it's not a major emergency, but 311 didn't pick up. I feel bad.
Yeah. When we had someone like lurking in our parking lot before they started banging on the wall, mm-hmm. I called 311 and it's like, yeah, I was just sitting there on hold. No one was answering. Then they started banging on there. And I don't know. It's crazy to me. It's so cool because so I called 911, but then Steph goes, I'm calling 911. So I hung up. I was like, okay, she's got it. And then my phone starts ringing and I was like, hello? They're like, this is 911. Did you just call? And I was like, oh my goodness, yes. And I explained that someone else was yeah. on. So, yeah.
That's neat that they do that because let's say you were in danger, Mercedes. You started to dial, then something was happening. You couldn't talk to the person. That's interesting that they call back to make sure you're okay. And then if you didn't pick up or give them some kind of signal, they could send help.
Well, and they're trained. They're so well trained to make sure that they're, if you fake that you're talking to someone else, like I've heard these 911 calls where there was a woman in distress. She was being kidnapped by her boyfriend, but she couldn't be like, help me, help me. So she's like, hi, mom. And the 911 operator's like, are you being held against your will? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, okay.
Wow.
I have your location as this. Is that where you are? And she's like, uh-huh. And she was just playing along with it. And the 911 operator was trying to get more information without blowing her cover.
It's giving me chills.
Yeah.
They're heroes that do stuff like that.
Really.
Wow.
Speaking of heroes, Mariska Hargitay, she would have made her Law & Order SVU character, Olivia Benson, very proud last week when she helped a child find their parent after they just assumed the actress was an on-duty police officer. They saw her. They probably recognized her from the TV, thought she was like her character.
Great.
It happened at Fort Tyron Park, and this little girl got separated from her mom. So she ran up to Mariska Hargitay, who was there filming. Well, the little girl didn't notice like the cameras around.
Mm-hmm.
Ice-T was standing there. She doesn't know who Ice-T is. So she just goes up to her and she's like, are you a police officer? Can you help me? I can't find my mom. So she helped her. She halted production. She's like, we need to help this little girl find her mom. It took about 20 minutes. They located her. And after that, when the mom and daughter were reunited, Mariska Hargitay was seen there comforting them because the mom was really upset. The daughter was upset and she was giving them, like, everything's okay. And I thought that was so cool. It's like life imitates art, you know?
It really is. And imagine the mom. She has the horror of losing her child. She can't find her child. She's in a panic, you know, that's happening. And then these celebrities are there to reunite their daughter with the mom. There's the whole thing is just kind of crazy.
Have you ever gone up to a stranger when you were lost as a kid to ask for help?
Oh, I'm sure I have, yeah.
I would purposely lose my mom in the malls, and I'd hide under clothing racks because I love to hear my name on the loudspeaker. And so they'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, we have a little lost girl. Her name's Mercedes. She was last seen wearing this and that and blah, blah, blah. So then I'd creep out, and I'd go up to the sales associate. Like, I think you called my name. I lost my mom. And they're like, oh, just stay right here with us. I loved the attention I got.
Saying your name and the attention. You just wanted to hear your name over the loudspeaker.
It's like almost like I was destined for a career in radio, right?
Then as she got older, she'd go to the airport and say, yes, I'm looking for passenger Mercedes Martinez.
Hiding
for
in
passenger.
The bathroom.
We're very excited about what's coming up here next. Our Vegas Golden Knights, the last regular season game is tonight. And joining us next is Dave Gosher.
Dave Gosher is the voice of the VGK. We love him. We're going to talk about what we can expect. Do we even know who they're playing in the first round of the playoffs? We're going to get some answers and check in with Dave coming up next.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning and your Vegas Golden Knights. They play in their season finale tonight versus Anaheim. And then it's playoff time, and we are super excited to have the voice of the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, what is a game without hearing his voice? Dave Gosher on the phone. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
There he is. Good. It's been a while. We haven't talked to you. How's everything been going for you?
Good. Well, have you been ignoring me?
No.
What's going on here?
No.
Okay. All right.
I feel like you guys have been ignoring us.
You've been a little busy, right?
Yeah, it's been good, though. I mean, the team's played a lot lately and clinched a playoff spot, which I always think is important to keep in mind, guys. It's, you know, half the league misses the playoffs. So the fact the Golden Knights have made it again, and we know what they've been able to do in past years when they get to the postseason. So it's an exciting time for sure.
So talk to us about the playoffs. Do we know who we're playing in the first round?
No, which is kind of funny. So a lot of it will be, it'll all be decided after tonight. If the Golden Knights win tonight, they'll clinch third place in the Pacific and they'll play Edmonton.
Okay.
If they don't win tonight and the LA Kings pull even with them, or if the Kings and the Golden Knights, not to give you a popsicle headache, but if the Kings and the Golden Knights finish with the same amount of points, the Kings would jump into third place by virtue of the tiebreaker. Then that means the Golden Knights would end up playing Dallas. They would fall to that second wild card spot and play Dallas. So that's where they're at. If they win tonight, they play Edmonton in the first round.
Okay, so we don't want to play Dallas. I mean, we really don't want to play Edmonton either, but we definitely don't want to play Dallas, right?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any easy choices, Mercedes. There's a lot of people that would say, well, do you want to deal with Edmonton and Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl? I mean, they beat both of those teams in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
But Dallas has had a great season. You know, they're the number one team in the West. So I think whoever they play, it's going to be a tough challenge. And I think they learned that last year, right? If you're going to go to where they want to go, you're going to have to beat a lot of good teams along the way.
Have you heard any update on Mark Stone? He's back practicing with the team, right? Any update on when he's going to return to be playing with the team?
I'll tell you what, JC, he looks great. You see him, they had their, I watched practice yesterday, and he looks like he's ready to go. I think they're hoping he'll be able to play here once the playoffs begin. But to have him back around the team, you know, we see his energy and his enthusiasm and just his presence on a daily basis has been great to see. So, I mean, they had already announced he was going to be done for the rest of the regular season, but that's over tonight. So when the playoffs start, likely beginning of next week for them, you certainly, fingers crossed, hope he'll be in the lineup.
How is it with, there's a lot of new faces on the team. How have you felt like the vibe has been with all the new guys that have come on the team, and how are they integrating themselves with the team? What's the vibe like?
Well, I think the vibe's been great, Mercedes, because all these three guys, so you've got Noah Hanifin, Anthony Mantha, and Tomas Hertl, they've all contributed pretty much right away. I mean, Hanifin to the point where he signed an 8-year extension to stay in Vegas. He didn't want to go to unrestricted free agency. Tomas Hertl brings them an element that they really didn't have, which is a big guy, physical guy that's hard to move from in front of the net. Has the knack to score goals. You know, you've seen him score some big goals already. But just really a good all-around player. And Anthony Mantha's been good, too. He's had some pretty good chemistry on a line with William Karlsson. They've shuffled him around a little bit as of late. But I think when you make those trades at the deadline, and the Golden Knights have never been shy about doing it, you're looking for those guys to make an impact pretty much right away, because you've got a short window between the trade deadline and the end of the regular season and hopefully the playoffs. So far, so good for all three of those guys. And, you know, Hanifin signed to stay here long term. Hurdle's going to be here another 6 years. And, you know, we'll see what happens with Mantha. He'll be a free agent at the end of the year. But they've all come in and made key contributions at key times to this team so far.
We're talking to Dave Gosher, the voice of the Vegas Golden Knights. As far as tonight's game goes, do we know who's going to be in the net yet?
I think they're going to look at Aiden Hill tonight. And that's a good question, Mercedes. Like, that is something that we've looked at lately as to, all right, when the playoffs start, who's going to play? And I think that's something they're still trying to sort out. Logan Thompson has been really good here lately. You know, it's funny when you think about it, guys, that this time a year ago, these were not the two goalies the Golden Knights were using. It was Lauren Brossoit and Jonathan Quick, right? So the fact that you know, these two guys have kind of come in here late, you know, and tried to reestablish themselves late in the season is significant for this team. So Aiden Hill tonight, and then they've got a decision to make. My hunch is you're probably going to see both guys in the playoffs. Who's going to play game one? My guess would be Thompson, just because if you're going to just go on the body of work lately, he's been really good for them. But Aiden Hill, you know, rode into the Stanley Cup last year. Yeah. So that's a good problem to have if you're them.
It's really cool because this week has been Fan Appreciation Week with our Vegas Golden Knights, and then tonight they're capping things off. Once the game is over, post-game players are going to give their game-worn jerseys off their backs to fans. Are you and Shane planning on doing anything as well? Maybe take off your jackets and give it to one lucky fan in the crowds? Because you guys dress very nice for all the
or
games.
Or your shoes or something?
Oh, yeah. What size do you wear?
Yeah, I'm a size 9. Nobody would want any of those items. Nobody at all would want those things.
You
maybe
kidding
a tie,
me?
I could give away a tie, you know? Like, yeah, I don't think there's going to be a lot. People, like, actually want the players' jerseys. I don't think they'd want anything that we wear.
What about when you people don't know, Dave Gosher is a rock star also. He has a band called Double Minor. Do you have, like, people at your concerts, like, begging you to throw them things or throwing things at you, like bras or something?
No. Well, we used to joke around. We're big with the older crowd. Like, people throw their dentures and their walkers at us.
Dave.
No, that's our crowd. No, we actually have people come to the show. Thanks for the promo, Mercedes. Our rock stars is a very generous interpretation of the word. I'm glad that the other five guys in the band are real good. But and we're actually going to show tomorrow night. We're playing at Frankie's Uptown in DTS, so we're pumped. 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Get yourselves over there. I don't want to hear any excuses.
Yeah, and
yeah,
bring.
I want to see Mercedes and JC in front row.
Hey, I saw you perform before. You were at John Cutter's. It was a Friday night. You guys were doing an outside gig, and the music was so awesome. You could hear it through the entire Albertsons parking lot. I parked my car. I'm like, what is that sound? And I was drawn to your performance outside.
Awesome. Well, that's great. So we'll see you tomorrow night. This is perfect.
We actually have our Taylor Swift listening party tomorrow night.
Yeah, we can't make it. But,
oh, God.
But we encourage.
Well, you know what? I'd probably go to the Taylor Swift listening party too.
We encourage everyone who doesn't get into our party to go and throw something that's not dentures or not a walker at them. Throw your young people stuff at them. Dave, you're amazing. We can't wait to hear you tonight. We're so excited about the game. And hey, congrats on all your success with the band too. I'm hearing really great things about you guys, that you sound fantastic, so that's really awesome.
Yeah, thanks guys. Yeah, we have a lot of fun with it. We have a blast. We had a great rehearsal last night, and we always to me the fun is playing out and playing shows, so we're pumped to be able to do it again tomorrow night.
All right, Dave, thanks buddy. We'll talk to you soon. See you now.
All right guys, take
Bye.
Care.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Those tickets for you to see Mariah Carey are coming up here in about 15 minutes. I thought this was so sweet. A buddy of mine stopped at our house last night, and we were just catching up, and he's got a young daughter. He's got two sons and a young daughter, and his daughter plays volleyball, but because of Caitlin Clark and the NCAA madness and her being drafted, she's developed this new interest in basketball and started playing basketball with her brothers outside. And they enrolled her in a basketball camp coming up that'll start, he said, a couple weeks after school is out, somewhere in Henderson. But because of Caitlin Clark, she has inspired this young girl now to pick up another sport and try a different avenue as a kid.
I love when you see someone that really resonates with you and they kind of become your inspiration. I think that I'm sure Caitlin Clark and some of the other women that were huge in collegiate basketball this year inspired a lot of not just little girls, but I'd say boys too, just to keep fighting and get into the sport. That's really cool. It's I think we're going to see a lot of growth in that sport in the next few years for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Was there someone for you when you were a kid, or maybe a parent, you see someone now inspiring your child? So for you, Mercedes, was there someone that you looked up to that got you to get into volleyball or something else?
Well, she was like my volleyball idol. I was already in it, but like, I didn't really. The big volleyball players were mainly like beach volleyball players, and I didn't really play beach volleyball. So when Gabby Reese, she was like my everything. I had a poster of her on my wall. We may have found the poster once. I remember it because it was on my wall. It was a red background, and she's holding a volleyball like she's getting ready to serve it. And I had that poster on my wall for so long. I hope my mom still has it somewhere in her basement. But yeah, it was Gabby Reese for sure. She was my volleyball idol.
We mentioned your mom. She still has your hair saved. So maybe she still has the poster saved.
There's got to be a lot of hidden treasures in that basement.
I want to take that trip and to take a camera and film going into your basement and discovering the museum of Mercedes in your mom's basement.
It's probably pretty crazy. Who is your Caitlin Clark? Who is your Gabby Reese? Who is it for your kids? They don't have to be someone famous either. Was there someone that just like inspired you in one way or another? Sonia, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And who was it for you?
So I grew up as a competitive figure skater, and I idolized Darcy Hamill. Did the whole haircut and everything.
I literally was just going to ask you, did you have her haircut? Because if you don't know, Dorothy Hamill had like this iconic haircut where it was, I mean, how would you describe it, Sonia? I don't want to say a bowl cut, but was it kind of like a bowl cut?
Well, yeah, but it was shorter in the back.
My sister had it. I remember my sister had it. Yeah, she had the Dorothy Hamill. She was kind of like you. She liked Dorothy Hamill. Yeah, absolutely. Totally remember that haircut.
That is so iconic, Sonia. I love that. As you got older, did you look at any of the other figure skaters, like the Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding, Oksana Baiul?
Well, that was my era of competing. So, yes.
Yeah, that's there's a lot. I mean, I think you could name a sport and say who's the icon, okay? Like tennis.
Andre Agassi.
Oh, see, I was going to say Venus and Serena.
Oh, they're good too. Agassi got me playing tennis when I was a kid. Not like competitively, but picking up a racket and playing with buddies because I thought he was so cool.
Okay, basketball.
Michael Jordan.
I was going to say Kobe.
Oh, yeah. Golf.
Tiger.
Lee Trevino.
Oh, jeez. You and I are on completely different pages.
Okay, Jeff, throw out a sport and then let's see what Mercedes I come up with.
Football.
John Elway.
Thank you. Thank you.
There we go. Mariah Carey tickets coming your way right after Lady Gaga.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Lynn, you are caller 20. Ready to play Heads Up?
I'm so excited.
Oh, I can hear the excitement. You're making me so excited. I love it. All right, Mariah Carey tickets up for grabs. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Yellow Banana or USA?
Let's go Yellow Banana.
Yellow Banana. National Banana Day was Wednesday. So these are all things or characters that are yellow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Lynn, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you win, and you start now.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes. If you look up in the sky, this is very bright.
The sun.
Yes. This is a very, very bitter fruit. Sour.
Bitter? Lemon.
Yes. On Sesame Street, the very tall.
Bitter.
Yes. He is the dad, and he goes, don't. Bart's dad. Yes. This you might eat on the cob.
Corn.
Corn is right. Corn. Where's the corn kid when you need him? I love it. You got it. Congratulations.
Who is there with you, Lynn? You have a crowd there. Who's there with you?
My children. We're on the bus.
Well, you are a big winner. You made your kids proud because you just got yourself a pair of tickets to see Mariah Carey in her residency at the Park MGM. Congratulations.
Now, coming up here next hour, we have our Taylor Swift listening party happening tomorrow night at Jackpot Bar and Grill. You can only win your tickets into this exclusive event that happens at 9:40. And here is Taylor Swift on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, streaming live on the Odyssey app. There's something that I've noticed just in the years that I've been married. Actually, I noticed this before I got married. I noticed it with you. I noticed it with my husband. I noticed it with my dad. a lot of guys don't like going to the doctor, right?
Sure.
Why is my question? Why do you, I mean, not like I love going to the doctor, but you could literally be so sick and you're still not going to go.
Because we're going to get better. The body is an amazing thing. We know we're going to heal. Things are going to pass.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that. But sometimes there are things that you could prevent by going. Just a preventative visit, you know?
But I'm feeling good right now. Everything is dialed in.
But if you're sick, you just, you know, why not go once a year just to make sure everything's good? And you know, not to get on the sad side, but I think a lot of, like, bad things could be avoided if you go, and early detection is key, you know?
We it's funny you bring this up. We have a radio friend back east who had an issue with a hernia that he was supposed to get addressed over the years and just ignored it, put it off. And things finally caught up with him. And he was hospitalized for like a week and a half.
Oh, jeez.
Because of it.
Well, I actually wanted to bring this up for a positive thing, but like also ask guys, why don't you ever want to go to the doctor? My husband, who is on the phone right now. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
What's going on, guys?
I want to give you some kudos, some just positive reinforcement, because I'm really proud of you. My husband went to the doctor.
Oh, boy.
Why did you go to the doctor, Matt?
He didn't
want
to go to the doctor, but I made him go to the doctor.
Just so everyone knows, Mercedes is waving her finger in the air right now when she said that.
And I made the appointment for him to go to the doctor, and he finally went, and he came home, and what did you say when you came home from the doctor?
Thanks for making me go.
And he said, it wasn't that bad.
We make it sound like Matt's never been to a doctor before.
Well, he like you, really avoids it. And I guess I want to dig deeper into the whys of it all. And any guys who can shed some light on this is 702-364-9400. And ladies, is the man in your life, is he the same way? Or is it just these two guys here that I have to deal with?
Well, Matt, what's it for you? Because in my mindset, it's when the pain passes the pain of the process. So let's say you got some minor tooth pain. It'll probably go away. The process of going to the dentist, making the appointment, doing that whole thing, that's a pain. But once the pain of the toothache surpasses the pain of the process, then I will take action on what's happening.
For me, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. It's like, hey, I'm just getting older. Okay, let's move on.
I know, but don't you think about, like, okay, for instance, you were told by the doctor, like, hey, you should really be taking this medication. And you had been told that before, and you were like, I'm not going to take it. And he explained to you why. And now you're like, wow, that actually could help me from getting really sick in the future.
Yes, you are 110% correct. But as I, like many others, think we're just overly medicated and doctors are pushing pills so they can get their bonuses from their pharmaceutical companies. But once this doctor explained to me why I should be taking it, I'm like, oh, damn, all right, I'll go home and start popping those pills.
But Matt, if you have like a really bad sore throat, will you do doctors on demand to get some kind of antibiotic?
Yeah, or you can make a phone call to a buddy.
Hey, buddy, you got
doctors,
some doctors
on demand, buddy on demand.
Let's talk to Josh. Josh has some perspective on this. Hey, Josh, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. So I think JC hit it on the head with, you know, the body's an amazing thing. Us as guys, we know this. We know it's going to pass, and we just don't want to waste the money.
Valid argument. But what about those times, Josh, where you are sick and you are complaining and you're like, oh, but you still refuse to go to the doctor?
So therein lies the male ego. Now we're talking ego, right? Like, we won't succumb to this sickness. We're stronger than that. We're not going to let it beat us.
Yeah.
We'll beat the sickness.
I love his honesty. Your honesty is the best, Josh. Thank you for, like, admitting that. Okay, it has a little bit to do with our ego. Roman, what do you think?
Good morning, guys. I was a medic in the military, and I'm in healthcare myself, and I still very religiously avoid the doctor. And just like JC said, I'm with him on this. The body heals. The body can, you know, replenish itself, rejuvenate itself when it needs to. But the male ego, I feel like, also plays a small part of it. So I'm kind of with everyone.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, like I said, I appreciate the honesty. But it's like, you know, your eyeball's hanging out of a socket. Oh, the body will heal. Don't worry. Like, maybe you should go.
That's why God gave us two eyes, Mercedes.
Yeah, that's right. Just use the other.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Okay, is this the end of an era? I'm so for this. I couldn't be more excited. It's uncomfortable sometimes when you're flying and you don't have that leg room you need. And there's two thoughts on the school of reclining seats on airplanes. Either you love them or you think that it's not worth the 2 inches that you get to lean back to really infringe on the person behind you. So this article has airline experts saying that reclining seats on airplanes is in the process of being phased out for good, for economy class, at least, that is. There's a lot of different reasons, but the main ones are that the seats don't recline are lighter, which keeps fuel costs down, and they don't need mechanical parts, which means less maintenance on them. Reclining seats also have, there's a lot of issues that come with them, with passengers, flight attendants, including spilled drinks, damaged electronics. Some think this is a blessing in disguise. What's your train of thought on reclining seats on airplanes?
I never recline, and I get so annoyed when the person in front of me reclines.
So do I.
Just drops back, invading your space. It's rude.
It's so rude. I mean, 2 inches. Is that really going to make the difference for you? Are you now going to be able to, just lean back 2 more inches? Come on.
And then if you are going to drop your seat back, give some kind of warning. When I was, the last trip was for me, was flying back to Philly to see my family. And I had my laptop open, doing my thing. And the dude in front of me, he drops back. Dun-dun-dun. No warning. Laptop folds down. It creates chaos for me. And then his head is back 2 inches, and the other two seats were still forward. So, like, he can kind of see back in our area. It's just, I don't like it. It's dumb.
We were on the plane back. What's wrong?
Steph's comment.
Oh, Steph.
Seriously?
I love the reclining on the airport chairs. It makes such a huge difference. I use it all the time, but I do it right when they go, ding, you can now use your electronic devices. Oh, and then I go, recliner, bang, and that's me.
Do you also love being a menace to your fellow passengers?
I am never going to see you again after this this ride. I'm like, I don't care. Get mad at me.
That is so rude.
You really think that it invades your
it
privacy?
Does. You don't have enough anyway, and you're taking 2 inches away from me?
Oh, that 2 inches does so much on my lower back. I can finally take a nap.
Did your hair flop over, too?
No, I don't flop my hair back. Now, that's invading privacy, because that's your germs going everywhere. It's just the back of the seat. I don't think it's that bad.
I just feel like that small amount of space is not going to hurt you from taking it, but it will hurt me in the back because it takes up my room. Especially if you're sitting there enjoying your nice, free little glass of Diet Coke and your snack mix, and then person in front of you, and then everything jostles. It's like, oh, come on.
Okay, the people that go, brink, that's rude. But I do the...
The
like
slow.
Like a slow little lean. I don't do the brang in your space.
Do you turn around for a warning, or you just drop back?
No warning. Come on. It's a slow.
I'd push your seat back up if you did it to me.
then we start complaining. The flight attendants get involved.
There, on our plane ride from Reno, I saw this on the row right next to us across the aisle. There was, just speaking of the hair, this girl had her hair over the top of the seat, hanging down. It was so disgusting. And she was playing with it, and the person behind her just kept looking. So he opened his tray table and then closed it again, and her hair fell into it. So she's like stuck, but she yanks it out, and I just looked at him. My husband started laughing so hard. We were like, oh my gosh. And then he whispers to my husband, don't think she'll be doing that again.
That's brilliant.
It was so funny.
So brilliant. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. There is so much good music out right now. It's kind of blowing my mind. I'm just like, there are three songs right now that I'm so obsessed with. One, we just played on the show the other day because we had her as a guest, Charlotte Carden. She's going to be in our Mix Underground Lounge, and her song is called Confetti. It's so good. If you haven't heard the song, here's part of it.
I feel like a zombie. I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully.
We actually have some passes to come see her in our Mix Underground Lounge that we'll give away in a few minutes. But I want to play a little game with you.
Okay, this song, by the way, I fell in love with this song the first time I heard it. Yeah, it's such a great song. It's talking about introverts having to go to parties and the struggle you deal with. It's so good.
It's really, really good. We're going to play Pick the New Song You Want to Hear.
Okay.
So you got that one, Confetti by Charlotte Carden, which is so good. This song is... It just came out, and it is so catchy. I can't stop singing it, by Sabrina Carpenter, called Espresso. Have you heard it?
No.
Oh, gosh. You're going to love it. Here we go.
Think about me every night.
This is good.
She's so good. Her whole album is so good. I'm obsessed. Steph, have you heard Espresso before?
I have, and I absolutely love her.
Isn't it? I mean, she's amazing.
She's really coming up right now.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's really cool to see all her success right now. All right, so there's that. And then this one, oh my goodness, I'm in love with this song by Hozier. It's too sweet.
I think I'll take my
time here this hour where we could squeeze in an extra song. So if you guys had to pick at 702-364-9400, which one of those songs would you want to hear in its entirety right now? Confetti by Charlotte Carden, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, or Too Sweet by Hozier? Who would you pick? 702-364-9400. You can call us, you can text us, and we'll play the one that gets the most votes. Which one would you vote for?
Oh, those are so good. I know Confetti. So for me, it's between Espresso and Too Sweet. And I really like that Espresso. And then you drop that Too Sweet, though, that beat.
I know,
that beat that's going
so
on in that song.
Good. It's so good.
I'm going to... Too Sweet.
Too Sweet?
Too Sweet.
Okay,
too
all
sweet.
Right. I'm going to keep track of the votes. Okay, Steph, which one do you go with?
I'm going to go with Hozier, Too Sweet.
Two for Too Sweet. Okay. I'm looking at the phones. They're starting to ring. 702-364-9400. We're getting some texts here. Got an espresso. Oh, too sweet. Oh my gosh. Whoa. You guys really like Too Sweet, don't you?
Is it taking off?
Oh yeah. There's a confetti one that just came in. Oh dang. Oh gosh. Let's talk to Dana. Dana, good morning. What's your pick?
Good morning. I think Espresso.
Espresso? Okay, we got a vote for Sabrina Carpenter. Thank you for that. Let's talk to Loretta. Loretta, good morning. Which do you pick?
Hi, good morning. Confetti.
Confetti. That's a great song. Like I said, don't go anywhere because we have some Underground Lounge passes for you to see Charlotte Carden. She's going to be in our Mix Underground Lounge here in the studios next week. Let's talk to Del Rey.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, which one do you vote for?
I'm going to go with Charlotte Carden.
Charlotte Carden. Okay, I'm looking at the text lines. I'm going to... Steph is getting the rest of the phone votes. I am doing the rest of... Oh, my gosh. You guys are going crazy. Okay, I love this. The winner of our very first You Pick It New Music segment is going to be Hozier. Too Sweet. I love it. I wouldn't be mad if we also played the other two, but
they're
that's the one
songs.
That has the most votes. I love it. What do you guys think? Let us know. You get any ideas for when we do this again? Tell us what you pick. 702-364-9400. It can't be shit. I'm an early bird.
It's 10 o'clock before I say a word.
Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Thursday. Hey, if you missed any part of the show, you can always download our podcast, Catch Up. Everything's on there, and it's wherever you get your podcasts. You can get it anywhere. Also on our website, mix941.fm, and by downloading the Odyssey app, AUDACY. We are headed out. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
Steph, drop this bombshell.
What's your train of thought on reclining seats on airplanes?
I never recline, and I get so annoyed when the person in front of me reclines.
So do I.
Just drops back, invading your space. It's rude.
It's so rude. I mean, 2 inches. Is that really going to make the difference for you?
I love the reclining. It makes such a huge difference.
Do you also love being a menace to your fellow passengers?
Menace. Yes. I will proudly do it every single flight. It's a 30-minute, 3 hours, right when that ding. You may now use your electronic devices. Bleh, reclining down.
Next time we go on a trip together, let's sit in front of Steph and recline her seat and see how she likes it.
Do it.
That'll do it for show number 2042 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.